Today's Amud is Yevamos Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Hey Amud Beis, seven lines on the bottom, by the words Ella Itzrech. So the Gemara is still trying to figure out why is it that we need the drasha of Aleha. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Beis told us that from Aleha, that's the Makar from Aleha that it says by Achis Isha, that's where we learn that a person does not do Yibum with an Erva. An Erva is Pater from Yibum, and she even Pater's the Tzara, and the Tzara's Tzara. But there's no Yibum with an Erva. That's learned out from Aleha. And the Gemara wanted to know that why would they think you could do Yibum with an Erva? Even if we say that Aseh is Daichalais Aseh, and we brought a Makar that Aseh Daichalais Aseh, from the Smichus of Kalayim to Tzitzis, but still, we don't find ever that in Aseh is Daicha Lais Aseh Sheesh Bakares, that Yibum should be Daicha, the Isra Lais Aseh that has Kares of Avarayas. So why would you think that you're allowed to do Yibum, that I need a Leho to teach me that it's Aser to do Yibum? So the Gemara is trying to find a Makar. Where is it? Where in the Torah do we ever find that an Aseh is Daicha Lais Aseh Sheesh Bakares, that I then need a Leho to teach me by Yibum? Don't say that the Aseh of Yibum is Deicha Deloitz Aseh Sheesh Bakares of Arayas. So says the Gemara Ela Itzrich, I need a Leha because I have a place where we find that an Aseh is Deicha Deloitz Aseh Sheesh Bakares. Salka Daitech Amina Tasty Mikab Kibarav. I might have thought to say that we should learn out Yibum, that Yibum, the Aseh of Yibum should be Deicha Deloitz Aseh Sheesh Bakares of Arayas, and we should learn that out from Kibarav Aim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa that Yacho Yehe Kibud Aveim Daicha Shabbos. I might have thought that Kibud Aveim should be Daicha Shabbos. That if a person's parents told him to be Mechal Shabbos, they needed to do something, and they needed him to be Mechal Shabbos. So I might think that Kibud Aveim should be Daicha Shabbos. A person should listen to his parents, even at the expense of Shabbos. Tamo Leimer Ish Imay Va'aviv Tiro Ve'Eshab Soisai Tishmeru. And the pasuk ends off. It's true, you have to fear your parents and you have to keep Shabbos. Ultimately, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem. And we learn out from there that Kulchem Chayavim Bechvaydi, all of you are obligated to honor me. So it's true, you have to honor your parents, but even more than that, you have to honor me. And therefore, if your parents tell you to be Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen to your parents. You don't have a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. It was a Maisa with Ramesha Feinstein, that there was a bachur in the yeshiva, in MTJ in Manhattan. There was a bachur in the yeshiva whose parents, they wanted the bachur. The bachur was doing very well in yeshiva. And the parents wanted him to go to college, even though he was being very successful in the yeshiva. So the parents made a meeting with Ramesha. And the father, at one point during the meeting, he says to Ramesha, he says, listen, by me, I'm a professor. By me, everything's about numbers. And I know the Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that there are three shutfim in a person. There's a person's father, his mother, and there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the three partners in the making of a person. The two parents and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If so, so one third is the father, one third is the mother, and one third is Hashem. So that means that the parents are two thirds and Hashem is only one third. So if we say that he should go to college, it might be true that he's doing well in yeshiva and he's learning Torah, but if we're two thirds, we're the Rive, and therefore by me everything's numbers, so he has to listen to us and he has to go to college. So Ramesha said back, I understand what you're saying. He said, but since everything about you is numbers, let's go through the cheshvin again. It's true that you and your wife each make up a third of your child, but one third of you is Hashem, and one third of your wife is Hashem. So if you go through the cheshvin like that, it ends up being that there are 5/9 Hashem, and only 4/9 parents, because one third of your third is Hashem, and one third of your wife's third is Hashem, and there's a complete third of your child that's Hashem. It in total ends up being that there are 5/9 Hashem in the child and only 4/9 parents, and therefore the child should, so to speak, listen to Hashem and he should stay in yeshiva. Al-Kabbanim said the Gemara makes a drasha that when a person's parents tell him to do an Avera, so no, he doesn't have a mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first. The numbers is not that happened to have been the Maisa, but the Maisa we learned it from the Pasuk that the person's parents come first. Now, my lab, what's the case of the Torah? What's the Pasuk describing? The case is that the parents wanted him to be Mechal Shabbos. What did they want him to do? So, my lab, the Amar Le, Shechot Li, Bashel Li. The chayra of the case is that the parents wanted him, they wanted some food, so they asked their child, shecht me an animal, cook for me something. And they asked him to be mamish mechal Shabbos in a way that it's real chil Shabbos that has karis. And what do we see from the drasha? The taima, the only reason why he's not supposed to listen to his parents is because of rachmana, eshab shayisat yishmayru ani Hashem Elokeichem. It's only because of the drasha. It's only because of the drasha that that's where we know it from, that he's not supposed to listen to his parents. Halav hachi, but it's mashma that places, if you don't have a drasha, so what's the hanacha pshuta you're supposed to have? You have an asay of kibun aveim, and you have a lois asay sheyesh bakares of chilul Shabbos. Which one are you supposed to listen to? So halav hachi dachi, if not for the drasha, you see that I'm supposed to assume that the asay is daicha, the lois asay sheyesh bakares. So even though it's true in this case, the asay is not daicha the lois asay sheyesh bakares, it's only because we have a drasha to say in this case not to listen to your parents. But really what you see from the drasha is that any time you don't have a drasha, when you don't have a drasha, so then and you have an asay and a lois asay sheyesh bakares that conflict with each other, so the asay wins out. If the asay doesn't win out, why by kibud aveim would I need to have a drasha that you're not supposed to listen to your parents? Of course you're not supposed to listen to your parents, because an asay is not daicha alois asay sheish bakaris. Alamai, what you see from here is that really an asay is daicha alois asay sheish bakaris, and it's only over here that the Torah had a special drasha not to say that the asay is daicha alois asay. So says the Gemara, Lai, no, you're misunderstanding the pasuk. Lav de mechamer. The pasuk's not describing that his parents wanted him to do a malacha alois asay sheish bakaris. Avada alois asay sheish bakaris, you would never listen to your parents. Of course, it's not even a havamina that you would say that the asay should override the alois asay sheish bakaris. We're discussing a case where the parents wanted him to do the lav de mechamer. Lav de mechamer means a person's is having his behema do malacha. For example, he puts a load on his behema and he directs his behema somewhere in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He has the behema carry for him. So that is asur on Shabbos, the shvisas behemtai. However, that does not, no pun intended, but that does not carry kares with it. That's just a lois asay she'eini ma kares. And therefore, I might have thought to say that the asay of kivat aveim should be daicha the lois asay of Shabbos, and kamash malon that it's not, kamash malon the drasha that it's not. Ordinarily speaking, an asay is daicha lois asay. In this case, it's not. But a lois asay sheish bakares, there was no havamin in the world that we would say that an asay could be daicha lois asay sheish bakares. Well, wait a second, ask the Gemara now. You're telling me that the pasuk is talking about the lav of mechamer? It's talking about a regular lois asay? And that's why I had a havamina that the asay should be daicha? If so, vafilu hachi loy dachi? So then what's the pasuk teaching me? That even though it's a lois asay greda, it's a lois asay that does not have kares with it, afilu hachi loy dachi? We don't say that kibud aveim wins out? Even though it's just a regular lois asay, the asay of kibud aveim doesn't beat it? Ella, if so, the kaimel on the asi asay v'dachi lois asay, that which we hold, that an asay is deicha lois asay, we said the makar is from klein v'tzitzis, that which we hold, that an asay is deicha lois asay, why are we so quick to assume that? Ligmar mehacha de leilidchi. Why don't we learn out from this pasuk of kibud aveim versus Shabbos versus mechamer, that an asay is not deicha lois asay, just like we find that the Torah says that the asay of kibud aveim is not daicha the lois asay of mechamer, so let this be the makar that an asay is not daicha lois asay. V'chi tema, so maybe you'll say that no, you can't learn out from here a rule. It's true in this case we find that the Torah says that the asay of kibud aveim is not daicha mechamer, it's not daicha the lois asay of Shabbos, but don't learn out from here that this is a rule that an asay is not daicha lois asay, because shani lavi de Shabbos the chamiri. Maybe you'll say that the lav of Shabbos is more chamer. Shabbos is more chamer. So the pashas I would have said Shabbos is more chamer, because even though mechamer doesn't have kares, but Shabbos has kares. Shabbos itself generally has kares. That's what I probably would have said. L'maisa Rashi seems to say a different shot. Rashi says that Shabbos chil Shabbos is chamer because the Gemara in Erevin says that a person who's mechal Shabbos is ka'ayvid avodah is kachavim. It's as if he's ayvid avodah zara. So therefore Shabbos is more chamer. So So maybe, either way though, the Gemara is coming to say is that don't learn out from here a rule that asay is not doichel lois asay, because I'll tell you it's specifically here where we're dealing with Shabbos, and Shabbos is very chamer because a person is mechal Shabbos, it's kilu mizayvid avadizara, so that's why the asay of kivat aveim is not doichel lois asay of Shabbos. But not to learn out a rule from here that an asay is not doichel lois asay, Shabbos is more chamer, Shabbos is different. However, says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that we don't say such a svara that Shabbos is chamiri. What's the raya? Because v'hatana ba'almakai, we found a Tana who extends this drasha to more halachos other than Shabbos. V'loi kaparech, and he doesn't ask that maybe it's dafka by Shabbos because Shabbos is more chamer. The Gemara itself will explain. The Tani we learned in the Braisa that yachol amar loy aviv yitame, aisha amar loy al tachzir. I might think that if a person's father tells him to become tamei meis, a person's a kayin, and his father needs something that's in the Beis HaKvaris. And so the father tells him, go into the Beis HaKvaris and go get that for me. So I might think he's supposed to listen, or I might think if a father needs a son, and the son's about to return in Aveda, he finds the last object, and he wants to go return it, and the father says, no, I need you to help me instead. So I might think you're supposed to listen to your father and not return the Aveda. Tamo leimar, that's why the Pasuk tells us that no, ish imay va'aviv tiro, vesab saisai tishmayru, ani Hashem elokeichem, this drasha, that even though it says that you're supposed to honor your parents, but lamaisa, Shabbos comes first, kulchem chayavim bechvaidi, I come first, says Hashem. Now wait a second. That drasha was really about Shabbos. That drasha was saying that if your parents tell you to do something against Shabbos, so then Shabbos comes first. Don't listen to your parents. How does this Tana then extend that and say, oh, who adin if he tells you not to return in Aveda? Or who adin if he tells you to become Tamei Meis, that you're not supposed to listen to your father? Maybe you are supposed to listen to your father in those cases. The Torah says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that's when it comes to Shabbos, because Shabbos is chamiri. Since Shabbos is so chamer, so that's why the Torah said about Shabbos that you're not supposed to listen to your parents. But maybe when it comes to being Tamei Meis, maybe when it comes to returning in Aveda, so then you are supposed to listen to your parents. It's just Shabbos is more chamer. Elamai, what do you see from this Tana? That this Tana didn't hold of such a thing, that Shabbos is considered more chamer. You are allowed to learn out from Shabbos to other areas of halacha. And if so, once we find that this Tana doesn't hold of this Pircha, that Shabbos is chamiri, and you want to say that the Pasuk is telling us about the Lav of Mechamer, it's talking about a regular Lois Aseh. It's not talking about a Lois Aseh Shiesh Bakaris. It's talking about a regular Lois Aseh. It's talking about the Lav of Mechamer, and still the Torah is saying that the Aseh of Kibud Aveim is not Deicha the Lav of Mechamer, so then why don't we learn out from here to Kol HaTorah Kula that an Aseh is not Deicha Lois Aseh? Why do we hold Aseh Deicha Lois Aseh? Why are we so certain about that? Why don't we learn out from here then Naseh is not Deicha Leis Aseh? And don't tell me that, no, really it is, it's just over here, Shabbos is more Chamer, because I already proved from you that the Tana doesn't agree that there's such a Pircha that Shabbos is more Chamer. So really now we're back to our original question. If so, it must be that the Pasuk is not describing the Lav of Mechamer, because then this would be a precedent that Naseh is not Deicha Leis Aseh. Elamai, it must be the Pasuk's talking about regular Chilul Shabbos. The father said, Shecht for me. The father said, Cook for me. And Afal Pekin, there was a Havamina that Kibud Avim would beat the Lois Aseh Sheish Bakaris of Chil Shabbos. It's only over here where I have a drasha. It's only over here where I have a drasha to say that you're not supposed to listen to your parents. So here we say not to listen. But otherwise, an Aseh is Deicha, a Lois Aseh Sheish Bakaris. And this is why I need Aleh. This is why I need Aleh. Because if not, I would have thought that the Aseh of Yibum should be Deicha, the Lois Aseh Sheish Bakaris of Arayis, just like we find by Kibud Aveim, that without the drasha, I would have said that the Asay of Kibud Aveim is Deicha the Lois Asay Sheish Bakaris of Chilul Shabbos. So it says the Gemara, Ela Mishum Dikla Mifrach. That's still not a good enough Makar. That doesn't show us that an Asay is Deicha Lois Asay Sheish Bakaris like by Yibum, because I could ask that Ma Lahanoch Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah. The way Rashi learns is that like this. The Malahanach Shekein Hechsher Mitzvah, when it comes to Kibud Aveim and Shabbos, when Kibud Aveim and Shabbos conflict with each other, So over there, it's true. There was a half a mina that the asay of kibud avim would be doicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of chil Shabbos. But that's only because it was hechsher mitzvah, which means that the only way this child can honor his father, the only way he could fulfill his father's demand was by shechting the animal, is by cooking the meat, is by cooking the food. His only way of fulfilling his mitzvah's asay was to be over on the loisa say. So therefore, there was a half Amina, that since that's the only way you could do it, so yeah, and asay could be daicha leisa say sheish bakaris. When you have to do it, so there was such a half amina. But by yibum, you don't have to do yibum. You could do chalitza. Since you could do chalitza, you can't learn out from here that there would be a heter to do yibum with an erva. You can't learn out from here that there would be a heter to do yibum with an erva, which is a leisa say sheish bakaris, and that's why I need a lad to tell me that you don't do yibum. Why would I think you could do yibum? You have another way out. You could always do chalitza. By kibud avim, you have no way out. If you want to fulfill your mitzvah, there's nothing else for you to do. There's no alternative. The only way to do it is by shechting the animals, by cooking the food. But by yibum, since there's a way out, you could always do chalitza. So therefore, there should be no havamina that the asay of yibum should be doicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of a rice. You can't learn it out from kibud avim because there it's hechsher mitzvah. There you had to do it. So Ella, we're still looking. Where do we ever find that an asay is doicha loisa say sheish bakaris? That would be a good makar for yibum. That yibum would be doicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of arayis, and that's why I need aleha. So says the Gemara Ella like this: Salkadai dechamina. Without aleha, I would have thought to say that I have a makar that yibum should be doicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of arayis, because tasi mi binyan beis hamikdash. I would have said to learn it out from binyan beis hamikdash. B'tani we learned in the braisa that yachol yehi binyan beis hamikdash doicha Shabbos. I might think that building the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't get much more chashuv than that, building the Beis HaMikdash. So I might think building the Beis HaMikdash, that's so chashuv, the asay of binyan Beis HaMikdash, that should be daicha, the lois asay of Shabbos, the lois asay sheish bakaris of Shabbos. Tamo leimar, to that, the Torah tells us that no. Es shabsoisai tishmeru, u mikdashi tira'u, ani Hashem. It's true, you have to keep Shabbos, you have to fear my mikdash. At the end of the day, I am Hashem, and you're not. Kulchem chayavim bechvaydi. You're all chayiv in my covenant, and therefore, even though you have to build the Beis HaMikdash, it's nasei of binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's not doicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of Shabbos, because all of you, Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos, are all chayiv in my covenant. Now, Rosh Steinman explains that these are all inanimate, it's daimims, it's Shabbos, Mikdash, it's not a person, but being that everything in the world is there, l'chvayt shemayim, and therefore it's all called kulchem chayavim bechvaydi. The whole belt, the whole world is there to honor me, and therefore, even though it's true, you have to build the Beis HaMikdash, but that doesn't override the leis ha'seishyesh bakaris of Shabbos. Now, what type of building are we talking about? My lav bibayna v'seiser. L'chayron, when the pasuk's describing binyan Beis HaMikdash, it means actual binyan. It means building. Sometimes it means knocking something down to rebuild it. It's real building d'araisa, real chil Shabbos, leis ha'seishyesh bakaris. And yet, what do we see from here? The taima, the only reason why we say that the binyan Beis HaMikdash is not doicha the leis ha'seishyesh bakaris of malacha on Shabbos is because is only because of this drasha. Halav hachi, but without the drasha, so then dachi, I would have said that asay of binyan beis hamikdash is daicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of Shabbos. So this could be the makar that an asay is daicha loisa say sheish bakaris, which is why I would have thought to say that yibum should be daicha the loisa say sheish bakaris of arayis, and that's why I need a leha to teach me otherwise. However, says the Gemara, no. Who says the pasuk's describing Olais Asay Sheish Bakaris? Loi, Lav de Mechamer. Maybe here also the pasuk's describing the Lav of Mechamer. It's discussing having an animal do malacha for you, and in that way, it's facilitating the binyan beis hamikdash. But not that your mamish doing a malacha that's chayiv kares. It's talking about the regular leis asay. So the Gemara now goes to the same shakla v'tarya that we had before. Well, wait a second. If we're talking about a regular leisase, and the Torah is saying that binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha the lava mechamer, it's not doicha regular leisase, but filu achi leidachi, and it's still not doicha, even though it's just a regular leisase, velo de kaimel on dasi ase v'dacha leisase, that which we hold, that an ase could go and push off a leisase, ligmur mehacha de leidachi. Why are we so confident about that? Why don't we learn out from here that an ase is not doicha leisase? V'chi teima shani lavi de shabbos de chamiri, maybe you'll say that no, you can't learn out from here that an assay is not doicha leisasei, because over here maybe it's dafka over here that an assay is not doicha leisasei, because we're talking about a very chamer leisasei. We're talking about a leisasei of Shabbos. Kol amichal Shabbos is kilo avid avid azara. So maybe since we're talking about a very chamer leisasei, that's why the assay is not doicha leisasei. But as the Gemara, that's not a good pircha, and I'll prove it to you, because va'atana ba'amakai v'leika parach, because we found a Tana who makes a drasha from Shabbos and extends it to all of their mitzvahs, and he doesn't ask this pircha that no, maybe Shabbos is more chamer. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, the same Braisa that we brought before. I might think that if a person's father tells him to become tamei meis, or he tells him not to return in aveda, so yachol yishmaloi, I might think that you should listen to him. Ish we dars in the pasuk ani Hashem lokechem, that all of you are chayiv in my covet, and therefore, you're not supposed to listen to your father. Now, even though the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and still the Tana was comfortable learning from there that who adin by all mitzvahs. If your father tells you to do an avera, if your father tells you not to do a mitzvah, so you're not supposed to listen to your father. What do you mean? Maybe it was dafka by Shabbos that you're not supposed to listen to your father, because maybe Shabbos is more chamer. Elama, you see that this Tana doesn't agree to this pircha that Shabbos is more chamer. And if so, if this pasuk of binyan beis hamikdash, when binyan beis Mikdash goes against Shabbos, if this pasuk is just talking about the leisase of mechamer, so then this should be the makar that an assay is not doicha leisase. Because even though we're talking about a regular leisase, a leisase of mechamer, the pasuk is teaching me that the assay of binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha the leisase of mechamer. So we should learn out from here that assay is not doicha leisase. And don't tell me to know it's only over here because Shabbos is more chamer, because like we just proved that Shabbos is, we don't view Shabbos as being more chamer, at least with regards to this type of pircha. We don't ask such a pircha that maybe Shabbos is more chamer. If so, the pasuk cannot be talking about the lav of mechamer, because then this would be a makar that an assay is not doicha leisasei. Elamai, the pasuk has to be talking about mamish real binyan, b'ina v'saiser. It's talking about a leisasei sheyesh bakaris. And if so, we have a makar for yibum, because you see from here that it's only because I have a drasha that binyan beis hamikdash is not doicha Shabbos. That's why it's not doicha. But without the drasha, so I would have said that the mitzvah, asay of binyan beis hamikdash, that's doicha, the leis asay sheish bakaris of Shabbos. So from here I could learn out that hua din bayibum, that the asay of yibum is doicha, the leis asay sheish bakaris of arayis, and that's why I need a leho. However, says the Gemara, that no. Says the Gemara, ma lehanach shekein hechsher mitzvah. The same question that we asked before by Kibud Av Ve'eim, the Gemara says you could ask here as well. You can't learn out from the fact that we would have had a havamina, that binyan beis hamikdash should be daicha Shabbos, that hua din yibam should be daicha the iser leisasei sheish v'kareis of arayis, because by binyan beis hamikdash, the only way you could be mekayim the asei of binyan is by being baina. So that's why I would have thought to say that it's Deicha Shabbos. But by Yibam, you could be Mekayim, the mitzvah included in the mitzvah, Yibam is also really Chalitza, there's a way out. So you could be Mekayim the mitzvah without being together with the Erva. You could be Mekayim without being Deicha the Leisase, because you could always just do Chalitza, since you have a way out. So you can't learn from here that an Asay is Deicha Leisase, Sheish Bakari is by Yibam, because there you have a way out. However, says the Gemara, that hechsher mitzvah typically mehasa. It can't be that over here the havamina that you would be allowed to be baina beis hamikdash on Shabbos is because you need to, is because of hechsher mitzvah. Because I already know from Kibud Av Ve'eim that that's not a heter. That even when it's a hechsher mitzvah, that's not good enough. So elamai, I'm supposed to learn. It can't be that the pasuk's teaching me that only by hechsher mitzvah do we say asay dechalais asay sheish vakaris. Because I already know from Kibud Av Ve'eim that an asay is dechalais asay sheish vakaris when it's hechsher mitzvah, when you need to do it. So emeinu inyan lagufay tenei lo inyan acher. Why? why do I have another makar for asei deichalais sheish bakares? It can't be just a teaspoon when it's hakshar mitzvah. I already know that from kibud avein. It must be I'm supposed to learn out from binyan beis hamikdash that it's deichalais sei that nasei is deichalais sei sheish bakares even when it's not hakshar mitzvah. Because otherwise, if it's just for hakshar mitzvah, I already know that from kibud avein. So says the gemara in Achanami. No, I disagree. You're right. We know it already from kibud avein, and that's the only time where we say that the naseh can be deichalais to say sheish bakares. It's only when it's extra mitzvah when you need to do it. Ah, so then why do I have this other makar? So then what am I learning out from this pasuk of binyan beis hamikdash? Says the Gemara, a totally different drasha. We don't really need it for this yisoid. We don't really need it for anything with regards to asei deichalais haseh. What we need it for is for a completely unrelated drasha. The Chedetanya for that which we learned in the Braisa. That Yachol Yisyari Adam Mikdash. When the Torah says as Mikdashi Tiro, it says you're supposed to fear the Beis HaMikdash. So the simple reading of the pasuk makes it seem that Yachol Yisyari Adam Mikdash. I might think that you're supposed to be scared from the Beis HaMikdash itself. You're literally supposed to be scared from the Beis HaMikdash. It seems like the Gemara has a Havamina. From Taisus it seems like this, that there was a Havamina that you're supposed to worship the Beis HaMikdash. You're not worshiping Hashem. You're worshipping the Beis HaMikdash. You're being scared of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Tamulaymer. That's why the Torah, to fix this mistake and have Amina, the Torah tells us that no, as Shabsaisai Tishmeiru, Ves Mikdashi Tiro. The Torah puts in the same pasuk, Shabbos with Beis HaMikdash. We make a hekesh between Shmira Shabbos and Meira HaMikdash. The Nemra Shmira B'Shabbos, the Nemra Meira B'Mikdash. We have a mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos, we have a mitzvah of Meira Mikdash. Let's compare the two. Mash Shmira Hamura B'Shabbos, just like it's Pashatas. When the Torah says to be Shomer Shabbos, Loi Mishabbos Ata Misyare. You're not serving Shabbos, you're not worshipping Shabbos. Ela Mimisha Hizir Ala Shabbos. Who you're being scared of, who you're worshipping, is the one who gave you the mitzvah of Shabbos. So Af Meira Hamura B'Mikdash, so too. When it comes to Meira, when it comes to Meira that it says by the Beis HaMikdash, Loimi Mikdash Ata Misyare. You're not coming to be scared and to serve the Beis HaMikdash Mamish. You're not having the Beis HaMikdash be your Avodah Zarah. Ela, what are you doing? Ela Mimisha Hizir Ala Mikdash. You're coming to serve and you're coming to be scared from the one who gave you the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash, not from the Beis HaMikdash itself. So the Ezihi Meira Mikdash. So then what's included in the mitzvah of being scared, of being misyari, of Meira Mikdash, if it's not bowing to the Beis HaMikdash, if it's not serving the Beis HaMikdash, so what does Meira Mikdash entail? What it means is like this, that La'ikanis Adam Baharabayis B'makalai, it means you have to treat it with respect, you have to treat it really with Meira, with fear, so don't go on to Harabayis when you're with your walking stick. That's disrespectful. You say, even if there's a heter to go on to Harabayis, Avada nowadays, no such heter, but like we discussed in the Raisul Halacha on Mesachas Psachim, by the Gemara's over there on Samach Zayin, Samach Ches, that Avada nowadays you're not allowed to go, but even at a time where you're allowed to go into Harabayis, so lo yikanis adam b'harabayis b'makaloi, so you're not allowed to go with your walking stick. You have to treat it with Meira. You can't go with your walking stick. B'minala, you can't go wearing shoes. B'pandasai, you can't go with a knapsack, with a fanny pack. U'ba'avak sh'al gabe raglov, you have to make sure that there's no dust and dirt on top of your feet. V'lo yasenu kapandaria, and you're not allowed to make it into a shortcut. V'rikika mikavachimer, and all the more so, you're not allowed to spit over there, and that's what it means that you have to have that there's a chiv of Meira Mikdash. It means all of these things. Now we make another drasha. Ve'enli ala bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Now I might think that when is there a chiv of Meira Mikdash? It's only when there is a beis hamikdash that's there on Har Habayis. So bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim minayin. How do I know even when there's no beis hamikdash that these halachos still apply? Tamu leimar again as shabsoisai tishmeiru mikdashi tiro. We have a hekesh between Shmira Shabbos and Meira Mikdash. Mashmira Amura B'Shabbos Lo'aylam. Just like Shmira Shabbos is something that applies forever, it doesn't change just because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Af Meira Amura B'Mikdash Lo'aylam. So too the Meira that the person has to have from the Beis HaMikdash, it's a mitzvah that lasts forever even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. So that's what we learn now from this pasuk, from the hekesh of Shabbos to Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do with Asei Deichalais HaSei. That, the parish of Asei Deichalais HaSei, we learn out anything that we need to know we learned it after Kibbutz Avayim. What we use this hekesh between Shabbos and Binyan Beis Hamikdash for, and Meir Hamikdash, is for these other halachos. That Meir Hamikdash means to be Misyari from the one who's Mazir al Hamikdash, and also that it applies even nowadays. But nothing to do with Asei Der Chaleis Asei. If so, we still have no reason to assume that the Asei of Yibum should be Deicha the Leis Asei Sheesh Makaris of Arayis. We have no Makar for such a thing that should lend us to believe that the Asei of Yibum should have been Deicha the Lois Asei Sheesh Bakaris of Arayis. And if so, we still don't yet have a teretz. Why do I need Allah? We don't have a teretz yet for that kasha of why do I need Allah to teach me that there's no Yibum B'makim Erva. Anyways, why would I think that you would do Yibum B'makim Erva? It's a Lois Asei Sheesh Bakaris. Why would I think that the Asei of Yibum should override the Lois Asei Sheesh Bakaris of Arayis? As Hashem will continue with that discussion in the following shir.